Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. And you're going to be glad you're here, too, because we got Chantel Boxer back with us, ladies and gentlemen. Chantel has been with us before. She's the co-founder, along with her husband, Edward, of the outstanding new small business called Fini Concierge. And she's, as I said earlier, she and her co-founder husband decided that they would go out into the marketplace and live by their wits, carve out their own future right out of the marketplace. And they've done that. And she's back to give us a report. Chantel, welcome back to the show.
Morning, Jim. Thank you so much for having me again.
It's good to have you back. For those who may have not have remember your last visit or if they've just started listening to the show, tell us a little bit about your company and tell us what a concierge business is.
Fini Concierge provides personal assistance to individuals on an as-needed basis. So our clients rely on us to help them with everything from daily errands to helping them plan their travel or events that they may be having. And so our clients really trust us to be helping them with their personal lives and all aspects of those lives.
So you're almost like the old story, the chief cook and bottle washer. Is that what you're saying?
Exactly. There's not a lot of things that we don't do.
So you don't mow the yard, but you might find somebody to mow the yard.
Exactly.
You don't deliver the package, but you arrange for the package delivery to be made.
Exactly, and then we'll meet that package at your home so that it's brought safely into your home.
Yeah, and if the package needs to be opened so we can turn something inside around while I'm in Europe or whatever, you'll do that for me, right?
Exactly.
So you're sort of like a body double, right? You're kind of like a clone, and it's a way. It's actually a way of leveraging other people's time, isn't it? And leveraging my time.
It definitely is. It really allows you to accomplish more in each day, and to really, our clients are able to focus on their priorities, whether that be spending time with their family, spending more time at work, getting to the gym. They're able to focus on that while their personal and home projects are getting taken care of efficiently and by a really trusted team of staff.
So here's your new tagline, your new brand promise, Chantel. We synthesize time. How about that?
That's great.
Well, see, every day when I talk to my friends around the country, around the world, either on the show or during the day doing other things, the one thing that almost always comes up is when I say something like, you know, what can I do to help you? They say, you can get me more time. You can get me 2 more hours in the day. In fact, one guy did it yesterday. He said, Jim, get me 2 more hours in the day. So I should have said, call Chantel.
You should have. And the thing is that especially in economic times like this, what we found is that people assume that the trend would be that clients or potential clients would use personal services like this less. Mm-hmm. The trend that we're finding amongst our clients is that they're actually utilizing us more because they're spending either more time traveling for work or more time in the office on making sure that their business is in control.
They don't have to hire you as an employee for you to do the job. They contract you with you on a piecemeal basis, and when they're through, if there's not, you know, then you go away until there's something else.
Exactly, it's a very flexible model so that people only use us when they need to. And we find that, you know, our needs of our clients really, you know, do change and ebb and flow depending upon what's going on for them in their life.
Well, what are you doing about the economy? How is the economy? You know, you probably heard we're in a recession. And you heard about that? Yeah, it's in all the papers. And so, how is this affecting you? What are you guys doing about it?
Well, I have to tell you that we have really, from the very beginning, looked at this and really used the economic climate as motivation for us and for our business. there's so many projects when you're a business owner that keep getting put on that back burner. And so we have really moved those to the forefront of our planning for 2009. It's scheduling meetings with those potential partners, the like-minded businesses, and really getting those conversations going. And we found that people would be really responsive because they, too, are really looking for new opportunities to partner or ways to market creatively to new populations of potential clients. And to really create additional value for that.
Wait a minute.
As well.
Wait a minute. So you're not staying in your office saying we got a recession going on. I'm sure they won't want to buy anything from me. You're not saying that.
No, we're not hunkering down, Jim. That's for sure.
You haven't become cavemen.
No, I know. Imagine that. We're actually opening a second office this spring. So
what?
We are very busy and out there, really getting the word out and continuing to build our brand.
Another branch? Haven't you heard? We got a recession going on here. What's the matter with you people?
We are true believers that you got to continue to be out there and be relevant to the people who you're trying to serve.
So you're out there, recession, no recession, whatever. You're out there knocking on doors saying, "Hi, I'm Chantel. How do you like me so far?"
Exactly.
You got to do that, don't you? And you know, the thing that I remind small business owners about Chantel is the old story about the rabbit that's being chased by the fox. If you're a small business owner, you're the rabbit, and the marketplace is the fox. And so the rabbit hopped over the turtle on his way to get away from the fox, and the turtle says to the rabbit, "Are you going to make it, Mr. Rabbit?" And the turtle looks back and he says, "Mr. Turtle, I got to make it."
It's true.
When you're a small business owner, you got to make it, don't you? I mean, you got to make it happen, recession, no recession.
Exactly, and I think you can't let all of the news that really bring you down and really cloud your judgment. I think what's important is that you need to make a strong plan. Every year you need to make a strong plan, and then you need to be very methodical about how you implement that plan and really stick to it and continue forging on.
So what you just said was you got to have a plan, and then you have to conduct the planning. Because the plan is just a piece of paper or an idea in your head. The planning is how you execute that plan, right?
Yep, the plan's the easy part. It's actually executing that plan, which is often the challenge because everyone's very busy on a daily basis working in their business. But it's the important piece, and that's what's really going to get you ahead is implementing those plans.
Give us that website, Chantel.
It's finiconcierge.com. F-I-N-I.
Yeah.
Concierge.com.
All right. And concierge, by the way, folks, if you don't want to have to look that up, is C-O-N-C-I-E-R-G-E. By the way, I wrote a blog post about planning versus the plan versus planning. If you want to check it out at jimsblog.biz. Quick break. Stay with me. Chantel Boxer and I will be right back. Cannot be denied. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. That's where you can find my blog, jimsblog.biz. You can find my knowledge base, askjim.biz. You can find articles and archives articles I've written, and my Brain Trust members have written thousands of those. Thousands, literally thousands of past interviews that I've conducted with my Brain Trust members, and all in an easy way to find the information that you need, whatever's on your mind. The Brain Trust members, about 1,500 of those. And, of course, my newsletter. You can subscribe to my newsletter when you get there. We built it for you. No barrier to entry. If you can get there, we'll let you come in and hang out with us. Use our stuff. Chantel Boxer is there. She's on our website in past interviews that we've done with her, including this one, which will be there later today. Chantel is a co-founder of Fini Concierge. Am I saying that correctly? I always say concierge. I guess maybe it makes me sound continental, Chantel. What do you think? Concierge.
No, you're doing pretty good, Jim. Fini Concierge.
Concierge. See, I like to put the concierge in there. That makes me sound just a little continental. What do you think? Am I pulling it off? You are pulling it off well. Okay, all right. So folks, you know, what I like about your business is not just that I like your business model, but I like the way you and Edward looked at the marketplace and said, okay, this, what niche, what opportunity, what is being, what is missing from the 21st century marketplace that somebody could drop into and be successful, even in a downturn? I mean, your business is not that old, is it?
No, we're a little over 4 years old.
And so even now that we're in this slow economy, this recession, as they call it, your business is still going. You're actually growing because you've found a 21st century business model. But, you know, there are a lot of people out there, Chantel, who have a 20th century business model that have found a way to do that business in the 21st century, and they're still doing okay.
Well, I think it's really important to look at where the needs are in the marketplace and make sure that you have a strong plan about how you're going to answer and implement the answers to those needs, and then continue to stay relevant and flexible to the needs of your clients. Especially in times like this, I think looking at what are the opportunities that you can continue to add value to the relationship mm-hmm. that you have with clients is super important.
What are you doing today? What is your 2009 approach to your concierge customers that's different from last year and the year before?
Well, I think that some of our clients, although they still need us as much, may need us a little bit differently. And so maybe last year we were planning a luxury vacation for them. This year they may not be able to attend to a lot of their home management projects, mm-hmm. and so maybe we're fitting into their life in that way. What's important is that not exactly the specific project that we're working on, but it's the relationship that we have with them. They know that they can depend upon us to really handle a wide variety of projects.
And so in your business, you're indifferent. You're agnostic with regard to what you do for them. You just want to help them. That's your job. And see, but see, that's your business model, is to help people do those things. It is your product. But what a lot of people with other businesses who say they're a supply house or manufacturer or a retailer or a restaurant, even dry cleaners, I don't care. Even though that may not be their main product, that's got to be their attitude, doesn't it?
Exactly. It's really about the relationships you're building with clients and how you can help them in various aspects of their life. How can you integrate additional services or additional relationships that you have with other vendors to assist and to make your clients' lives easier?
And what do they want this year? Don't presume that what you heard them say that they wanted last year is exactly what they want this year, right?
Well, but it's not always. And so what we need to be is a step ahead of our clients and really be thinking about what will their needs be? What will their needs be mm-hmm. with holidays that are coming up or with the springtime or with the summer? And how can we anticipate those needs and already be prepared to help them before they even ask us? We want to be anticipating how we can help them.
How often when you talk to your customers and you – you know, in a way that lets them know that you've anticipated what they need, how often do they just kind of sigh and say, wow, it sure is good to have somebody on my side? I bet they do that a lot, don't they?
They do. It's a real relief for people to know that we already have vendors lined up and have vendor relationships we can rely on, and we already have anticipated what that need is so that we can come back to them with a thoughtful answer or a thoughtful strategy in terms of how to tackle a project. You know, it's just a real relief and a weight off of their shoulders because they have a lot of other things to think about.
And do you agree with me that even if you're not in the concierge business, regardless of what you do, that's the kind of relationship that you should be building with your customers?
Oh, 100%.
You don't have to just be doing what you're doing, which is that's what you do. But anyway, it's so exciting to hear what's happening with you guys. Chantel, you got a great attitude. I hope it catches fire with around the country, around the world, people listening to you right now. I know you're an inspiration to the people around you. I'm very proud of what you guys are doing. Now, you got a new branch, and is that in the area there?
It is. It's going to be on Cape Cod.
On Cape Cod. One of my favorite places. I'll have to come out there and check that out sometime.
We'd love to have you, Jim.
Hey, thanks, Chantel. Give us that website one more time.
FiniConcierge.com.
Fini, F-I-N-I, concierge.com. Thanks, Chantel. See you next time.
Thank you, Jim.
Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.